This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What can we say about Monday, May 21st, 2018? Plenty. You can be sure you're going to get an earful and a brainful with the likes of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara is off this week. So who do we have behind the controls, behind the microphone in the main studio of the DJB program?
I'm pretty sure it's not Kara.
Aaron McFadden, no. So you can relive those.
Unless she smoked heavily this weekend and changed her voice.
Thrilling days of yesteryear. All right, Richie's at the controls. So, Victoria, let's get to what we have decided to call, we collectively, news from this past weekend. What's the hot thing in the trending department?
Well, lots of stuff trending. Let's start with some tweets from President Trump. He went on a Twitter storm on Sunday, and apparently today he says he will make it official that he will request and demand that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI and DOJ infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by people from the Obama administration. So this is probably just unfolding now, and this will continue as the day goes on.
So do you really think that's an important, honestly, this is not a challenge.
What everyone's talking about. I don't care. I honestly, personally, do not care. I don't care.
Neither do I. What I'm more concerned about is what happened.
There's so many other things.
In Texas, yet another shooting, more victims, more families scratching their head, more people saying, why isn't something being done about this? More of the same old, same old. I don't know that we can do anything about that either.
Right.
But that's something that for me is far more interesting, maybe isn't the right word, but far more important to deal with. We just continue with these blah, blah, blah. It's horrible. It's terrible. We have to do something about it.
Yeah.
And nothing happens.
What should happen?
The decay of the, this is part of the decay. What should happen?
Because, that's the question, because there's going to be a lot of people today who are going to say, take away guns, but the guy also brought pressure cooker bombs with them to the school, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to say, don't take away our guns. So what's the solution?
The solution has to come from a myriad of sources and ideas. We don't even have a think tank or a group of people who are united to try to come together to talk. The split is so severe, the divide, the chasm is so wide that one side and the other isn't getting together. And this goes for all of these things.
Well, it's about are people who are, these kids who are seeking glory now.
Well, so what's the fix?
Well, I think the fix is to really harden schools as targets. I know people don't want to. I know people think that it should be this free atmosphere where kids can go in and out. But I think that those days are gone. I think you have a lot of kids who think they can get a...
So what happens if somebody goes in and shoots up a church?
It's not a hard target. That's what I'm saying. We need to harden targets. We do that at the airports. We do that in federal buildings. It's very easy, and I've seen it because I drive past a lot of schools in my commute time going to and from all my various jobs during the day, to walk onto a school campus and to walk off of a school campus. We need to be checking kids as they go into school because kids now think it's okay to do this. They think that this is the way that they're going to find redemption, and this is the way they're going to get back at people that were mean to them. And it's time that we start telling kids that this is not okay. This is not the behavior that is going to get them famous. It's not. It's not okay to build a pressure cooker bomb. It's not okay to steal your dad's guns. It's not okay. And I think the only way we do that
disagree.
Is by checking them.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Is that how I didn't really want to follow this story all that closely, so I didn't really read a lot of details about it. But is that how he got the guns then? He stole his dad?
He stole them from his dad, and he built bombs. And so, you know, to make it a singular argument, I know it's very tempting because it's much easier to make this about guns than it is to make it about people. But until we start making this about people, clearly it's okay now for kids who feel like they've been shunned by their classmates and their football coaches to get this kind of retribution. And we have to make a very loud statement that this is not going to be tolerated.
What make a loud statement? How we've been making.
We need metal detectors. We need lots of different things in place in schools to harden. We need one exit in, one exit out. Kids going through it every single day. He came into school wearing his trench coat, which he always wore, with guns hidden underneath it. If he had gone through a metal detector at the beginning of the day, he wouldn't have been allowed on the campus.
I 1,000,000% agree with you, Jen. And I've been saying this for months and months and months, that New York City has never had a mass shooting in a school because all those public schools have metal detectors. And I've been called crazy, and and people say, oh, well, you know, I don't want my kid living like that. Really? You don't, but you want to arm teachers with guns, and you want to come up with all these other different ideas when you can stop it at the front door with a singular exit and a metal detector. I totally agree with you, and I don't know why that's not. I know some states around New York City where I live, I know New Jersey is looking into it. New Jersey has some of the strictest gun laws on the books completely, and they're still looking into adding metal detectors and things like that. I just think it makes sense. And yet, for some reason, no one seems to be able to agree on what a plan of action should be.
Well,
because you have a lot of people who say, we don't want our kids going to school in a prison. Well, you know what? They've lost the privilege of now going to school in a free zone. We can't. Because there is some one weird kid who is going to be looked at funny, and he's going to go nuts, and he's going to think that this is the way. They're not even killing themselves anymore. They're walking in, and they're killing 10 people, and then they're walking out and living in prison. That's unacceptable anymore. We have to be tougher.
I'm not a parent yet, but I have no problem whatsoever having peace of mind for me and my child knowing they walk through a metal detector and stuff is going to get stopped at the door. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
So we continue to, our society continues to decay, fall apart for various reasons. I don't have a solution, Jennifer asked me, and that's a good question. You have a solution. It's sort of a solution, but it doesn't really make the quality of life better. It makes it safer. There's a difference between being safe and having a quality of life. Rich is always telling us, and has for years on this program, and its predecessor. His brother is an officer in a school in Washington, and I think you have said on a number of occasions there is metal detector. Or is there one way in and one way out in that school?
I would assume so. I don't know that, but there are definitely metal detectors there, and he has had to expel kids for bringing guns to school. Good kids. Who feel threatened by other bad kids in the community. He's not in a nice neighborhood.
No.
But I will tell you, at my kids' schools in our neighborhood, there is one way in and one way out. There is an intercom and a camera at the front door, and you have to be buzzed in. And you cannot
every
walk.
Every student, each time the students
anybody
go in or
anybody who
in.
Walks into that school after the day starts.
Oh, okay.
You know, in the morning when they're all getting off the bus, there's 15 teachers standing out front as all the kids parade into the school.
Right, but what happens if the kid, like this guy, wore his normal trench coat outfit and an intercom isn't going to stop him?
They do not have metal detectors there. But you cannot just walk into the school.
After the fact,
and if you walk on, if I walk onto the playground at recess time looking for my daughter, I am quickly approached.
You know,
by
and,
whom?
And Doug, you...
Approached by whom?
My staff.
Teachers.
Yeah.
And they have one policeman that hits the three schools in the community.
That's just not enough. And also,
no, you're right. I agree with the authority now.
And also, you know, Doug, you're kind of saying, you know, well, is this like an identifier that culture is decaying? And I don't know that it is. I think maybe kids are thinking that this is an opportunity now, and maybe we've seen this as a trend, sort of, since Columbine. Kids were always made fun of. Kids were made fun of in my school, I'm sure in Victoria's school, I'm sure in Rich's school, and I'm sure in your school.
I was made fun of when I was a kid.
Right.
And
so what made you not pick up
ago.
A gun and a pressure cooker? This is the difference. It's
kids
like
have been
now all of a
since
sudden,
the beginning of time.
Exactly.
And
so this is a trend.
Yeah.
And
where
disgusting.
Does the trend start? How does one reverse the trend? That's basically the question here. How do we turn the clock, not back, but how do we, maybe it's not even a clock, how do we visit this? Is everything because of social media, the cat's out of the bag, the genie's out of the bottle, all this stuff is called progress, it isn't. We're not living in a progressive society. We're living in a society full of fear and resentment and anger. That's where we're, yeah. we're living.
It's the media and it's social media.
Yeah, it's the news media and social media.
30 years ago, something like this may have happened and you never heard about it. Mm-hmm. And now it's on the news and every other kid in the country that's been pushed down his whole life is going, this is my way.
And they mm-hmm. subscribe to this.
Yeah.
This is their
and
way.
And look at the kid in Parkland. The kid in Parkland is alive and he's in prison. And look at all of the attention. And I'm not saying this is bad because you have a lot of student activists that came out of this, mostly on the anti-gun side of the aisle, but a few on the pro-gun side of the aisle who have become big stars. Many of these kids haven't returned back to school. This has been a media narrative since February when it happened on Valentine's Day. And so you see a kid like this who is troubled. Who gets told he smells bad in Santa Fe. I'm talking about the high school, the Texas kid, who is now thinking that some girl doesn't want to go to prom with him. And so, look, this is his way to become notable. This is how he gets his chance. This is how he becomes powerful. He reclaims his power this way. And this is what he does. He goes in and he kills people, doesn't even have the nerve to kill himself.
And I also think, Jen, and I agree with you once again on this issue, you've been saying as these tragedies keep happening that mental illness is another thing that we're just not talking mm-hmm. enough about. Clearly, you're mentally ill if you want to shoot up
your
school.
You're insane.
Yeah, and so, but where were the signs then? That's the thing. We keep looking at this, and it's not just about the guns or the pressure cookers or whatever he's building from the internet, but there's mental illness here. Where are his parents? Where are his teachers? Where are other people who would have known this kid is going to shoot up
the
school
someday?
There's
a lot of mentally ill parents around, too, my friend. There are plenty of parents.
Then that has to be part of the discussion, too.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with parents who are mentally ill? You take the kids away from them.
I think people need to say something and speak out more when they see stuff.
All right, well, there's our overview. We need to rewire society somehow or other. It's a singular personal process, changing how we think, how we act, whether that's going to happen today, tomorrow. The conversation about it is an important one, as I think most of you will agree. Here's something else that's important to the conversation, getting enough rest. Are you constantly restless while you sleep? Do you fall asleep and then you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, then you ought to try MyPillows. You have 60 days. Try MyPillow by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get as many pillows as you want for 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, two of any kind of pillows, and get 50% off using the DJV code, and then see how it works. If in 60 days you haven't gotten a better night's rest and things haven't improved, you send the pillows back and get your money back. That's fabulous. You're going to get that when you go to Macy's or you go to Bed Bath & Beyond. You won't with any of the pillows except for my pillows. And now if you're a graduate student, that is if you're graduating from college, there's a special deal, and before Memorial Day, there are also special deals for our veterans. Offers not available in retail stores for MyPillow. You order yours now by going to MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. You'll have a better night's sleep. You'll spend less money. You'll be happier all the way around. So make sure that if you're a man and woman that's in service to our country, good way to get some savings and graduation students as well. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no, not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour. This is the DJD show. Doug, Jen, Victoria here for Monday, the 21st of May. Jeepers crow, Jennifer. We're two-thirds of the way through the month of May already. Jeepers creepers.
Jeepers creepers.
Yes. Television last night, a couple of season finales. NCIS Los Angeles ended with the major characters all blown up in a car.
Stop with this. Come on.
The show's over. People have seen the show.
Yeah, but people watch on their DVR.
So
yeah,
that's their problem, not mine.
Oh, God.
What do you want from me? It doesn't have any. What's the story? There's no interesting story to tell if you don't tell what happened in the. I'm supposed to stop talking about stuff that was on last night because somebody hasn't seen the episode already?
Okay, yeah. Fine. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
All right. And so the Madam Secretary.
You clearly don't watch TV with me where I get to it about 6 months from the day it airs.
Right. Right. So it doesn't do much good if you tell the story 6 months after.
I'm the best TV reporter ever in 6 months from now.
Yeah. 6 months from now, she's going to watch that royal wedding.
Yes.
All right. So that's Madam Secretary was pretty good, actually.
I'm sure it always is. I swear it's always on at your house. It's on a loop.
It's all you watch.
New episode.
Well, the show ended with her thinking about running for president.
It's that's that and the Blacklist with, like, about 2 seconds of scandal in between.
Right. The Blacklist is Wednesday, so you'll know more about that on Thursday.
Oh, no. I mean, at your house, when you turn it on, it's a loop. All right. Well, tonight.
Yes.
This is when TV starts to die a little bit for the summer.
And we spice it up a little bit, see?
We are reminded of that because tonight is the 2018 Miss USA pageant. Woo!
Yeah.
Everybody excited. And beauties from all 50 states, including Washington, D.C., will vie to take the position of Kara McCullough, who is the Miss USA on her way out. It'll be hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey, and that'll air on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock. The season finale of Dancing with the Stars Athletes Edition airs tonight. Afterward, American Idol will name its winner, too, so it's a big night of finales. The Terror season finale on AMC, that's at 9 o'clock. And Who Do You Think You Are premieres on TLC.
Who Do You Think You Are?
Yeah, that's the one where they where they track the family lineage of some celebrities. Tonight's episode is Laverne Cox. Also, John Cryer will delve into his story, his family story, as they came to America. On the networks tonight, ABC, as we mentioned, Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. That's the big one, starting at 8 o'clock on CBS. The only new programs, Man with the Plan at 8:30 and Elementary at 10. CW's all new tonight, Supergirl is at 8, iZombie at 9. Miss USA is on Fox tonight, starting at 8. And The Voice on NBC, they're wrapping it up. The finalists perform for America, and they are looking to be crowned winner. That starts at 8 o'clock, followed by Running Wild with Bear Grylls. Lena Headey is the star that will be with him tonight at 10 o'clock.
So speaking of The Voice, the finale airing tonight and tomorrow, two-part broadcast, performances by Jason Aldean, James Bay, The Big Sean, Florence and the Machine, season 13 winner.
Can you
winner.
Give me your favorite Big Sean song?
Yes. Big Sean. Big Sean. How's that? The winner is going to be chosen from the remaining four contestants, Spencer Baker, Kyla Jade from Team Blake, Britton Buchanan, and she's from Team Alicia, and Bryn Cartelli from Team Kelly. First part of the live finale will air tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern. Four top finalists are performing for coaches Kelly Clarkson, Alicia Keys, Adam Levine, and Blake Shelton. Second part airing tomorrow from 9 on. The winner will be crowned. Season finale also features special music collaborations with the finalists. AMC, or ACM, which is, what is ACM? American Country Academy Music Entertainers.
Academy of Country Music.
Him too. Jason Aldean, making the television debut of his new single, Drowns the Whiskey, from his 8th studio album, Rearview Town. All right, so that's the story of the finale for The Voice here on the DJV program. We hear lots of voices, including mine, at 28 past the hour.
Watch the white lines. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I heard a great analogy the other day from an inmate I was talking to. He said, you know those white lines on the side of the road that help you stay on the road? Isn't it interesting how they actually have no power over you, yet you willingly allow them to guide you from going off the road? He continued, he said, the same thing is true in life. There are proverbial white lines in all of our lives. There are events and moments that shape our behavior and guide us in the right direction. And even though they have no real power over us, since we alone have power over ourselves, the truth is those white lines of life can really guide us if we allow them. What a great thought. There are no doubt white lines and signs guiding your life, so it's probably worth it to be mindful of them along the way. For more about life between the lines, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try My Pillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with One call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305. With promo code GCN.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Here we are, 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden's at controls in our studio in Washington today. Monday, the 21st, is National American Red Cross Founders Day. Red Cross Founders Day marks the anniversary of the beginning of the American Red Cross, founded in 1881 by Clara Barton, first president of the organization. She led the group for the next 23 years. Founded the American chapter of the Red Cross following her travels in Europe, which began in 1869. While she was there, she volunteered her time working with the International Red Cross during the Franco-Prussian War. Upon returning to our country, she was determined to bring the Red Cross to America, and she'd roll over in her grave if she could, if she knew what a horrible organization it is these days.
She'd roll over in her grave if she knew many potholes are on the road named after her. It's bad.
potholes named after her.
There's a Clara Barton Parkway in Washington, D.C., and I've driven on it all my life. And until you just told this story, I never knew who she was.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So you
just
thank
knew
you
she was
that.
The lady who got the short end of the stick when Nathan came around.
Yeah, right, she got a parkway. Congratulations. Right.
Yeah. Maybe that says something about the Red Cross, too. I think they
say something about your tax dollars in Washington,
horrendous.
D.C.
They're just, I just find them to be horrendous. I can tell Richie's at the controls. Okay. So.
That was my iPod. Leave him alone.
Oh, that was. Yeah, thank you very much. So, Hawaii and the beauty that creates the desire on the part of people like me to go spend time in Hawaii. The news media would have you believe that catastrophe has hit and that the island and the beauty that's there will be long gone. I'm sure all this stuff isn't doing any. I think great for the tourist industry. And now there's this new thing. I've never heard of Laze before, but I can understand as its makeup is lava and haze. You've seen perhaps the video in the last week or 10 days of what happens when the lava hits the water. It becomes steam. And it's gone some of the ash and some of the debris, some of the outcroppings of all of this have gone up as far as 30,000 feet. Kind of makes it a nightmare if you want a direct shot into the airport there. You got to kind of go around and circle in and land to the back side of it. The lava has crossed Highway 137, which is one of the main highways, and now it's dribbling into the Pacific on that side of the island. So Laze as a problem, sending hydrochloric acid, volcanic glass particles, it's not good. Problems, lung problems, skin irritation, and I'm sure if you get enough in your system, it can't do your body in general any good. Officials warning people to stay away from these areas, but yet there are, if you've seen the boats, these people, these crazy nuts trying to get boats in close so that they can see the lava coming out into the ocean. Hello, it warms the water to 1200 to 1400 degrees if you're within 400 yards of it, and you go in with a boat, if it's a wooden boat, it's going to burn out from underneath you, and you're going to cook and drown. So it's just a word to the wise, you'd think. Stay away. This is...
Wouldn't even a fiberglass boat start melting?
Yeah, it would melt.
Yeah,
of course it would.
I'm watching these videos of these people still trying to golf with this thing exploding in the background. It's like, we get it. I know you like to golf. This is a great sport. But you know what? Go home. Go somewhere else.
What are you, the priest in Caddyshack? Like, really? Mm-hmm. What has to happen for you to stop golfing?
Gosh. Yeah.
And the earthquakes, because of this, there's all kinds of the volcano earthquakes that go with it, the movement of the plates underneath the islands, that sort of thing. These islands are all volcanic. They are, every one of them, all volcanic rock. They have all come, they are mountains, and they are above sea level. So when they blow, they create more of the island, but it'll be a long time before there's anything they can do with these areas of the island. And as a matter of fact, it'll probably be something that you don't want to get too close to. I said on Friday, I couldn't believe some of the video looking down from the helicopter, taking a shot directly down into the volcano and what it looks like in there. Have you ever actually looked at the charcoal burning, Richie, when you go cook out on your grill? You love to do that. Look at the heat that comes from the charcoal, the redness that's there. And that's what you see when you look down into the hole. All of the ground, if that's what it is, the rock around it, is red. Red hot. That's where the term red hot comes from, because when it's really hot, I burnt my finger yesterday on a piece of metal that I stupidly picked up that had just been cut with a torch. And so that was my definition yesterday of red hot, was what happened to my fingers when I try to push the thing out of the way. But that's only a couple of hundred degrees. Just imagine. Yeah, I don't think you can, frankly. I don't think there's any way you can imagine how hot it is inside this thing, or how hot it is at the core of the Earth. This stuff is coming all the way up from the center of the Earth at 12 to 14,000 degrees. It's molten rock. The core of our planet is molten liquid rock. That's what it is. The gases all together. Gases solidify and they become rock. But until they do, they're burning and constantly churning around down in there. It's really pretty amazing, frankly. I find it, you know, to understand the geology of all of it. But the practicality of it is that it's probably not a great time to go to that island. Maybe go visit one of the other islands, because they're equally as beautiful. And so, anyway, I have encountered some business interests in Hawaii that I want to make sure I pursue. I don't know whether I want to go to that island.
Melt-proof shoes? Or?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's take tech. Hello, let's try that again. Take two on that, Richie. The sports news today, focusing on Ric Flair. I thought we had an announcement from him on Friday that he was he doing something. Richie, you want to do the sports intro, or can you find that? Maybe it's not, the button's not labeled sports.
The green one says sports.
Sports.
Okay. This is not sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is. Same one.
All right. So, Jennifer, what's the story with Ric Flair?
Well, we talked about his daughter last week. Now, Ric Flair being forced to cancel appearances. He announced Friday he's been forced to cancel scheduled appearances in New York City, Dallas, and Arkansas this weekend because of a sudden illness. He posted a statement on Twitter saying, due to a sudden illness, I'm sorry to say that I must cancel my appearances this weekend. I wanted to personally apologize to all the fans who were expecting to see me in New York, Dallas, and Arkansas, and the people who worked very hard to put the events on. As someone who has never missed a day of work in his entire career, it is with a heavy heart that I had to make this decision. Again, thank you to all my fans for your continued support, and we'll be styling and profiling again in no time. Several pro wrestling news sites are reporting that he had a very bad flu. Keep in mind, he just had a serious health issue last year. He was hospitalized. He was taken into the hospital in August after feeling stomach pain, and then in September of last year, he spent 10 days on life support as many of his major organs had stopped working properly. He did return to WWE programming in November, pretty miraculously, in an appearance alongside his daughter Charlotte. Although the bout with the flu is expected to be short-lived, Flair does have a serious surgery coming up in just over a month's time. He's scheduled to have a colostomy bag removed July 9th, which dates back to his health crisis this last summer. He wants to ramp up his training, and this procedure will allow him to do that. So he's being precautious, or a little cautious, I guess. Not
he's taking precautions to be cautious.
Precautions, yes, because he has the surgery coming up. There you go. Easy for me to say.
It is. All right, Victoria, what's easy for you to say when it comes to J.J. Watt? I thought this was a very interesting and telling story about who this man is.
Yeah, well, J.J. Watt is certainly, he's become almost a household name nationally now, even if you're not a Houston Texans fan. He has announced that he will personally cover the funeral costs of the 10 victims of the horrific shooting at Santa Fe High School. He has a much-deserved reputation for his generosity in the Houston community, and, of course, he's the brains behind the J.J. Watt Foundation, which raises money for a lot of different wonderful causes. And he, after Sandy Hook in 2012, after that school shooting, J.J. flew some of the students from the school out to Texas and spent the day with them. When Hurricane Harvey hit, he raised $37 million to help locals affected by the storm. And so he has now become kind of the poster boy for NFL charities and giving and just being an all-around really good guy. And so once again, he's stepping up for his home state. And it's sad that it's necessary, but it's really wonderful that he's continuing to do that.
Those of you who are following the basketball playoffs, LeBron and a company from Cleveland took a piece out of the Celtics' butt. I'm too close to that, but I thought it was interesting, all the headlines here focusing not on the Celtics, but on LeBron James and what's going on in the playoffs. I wasn't even paying attention because I think, well, basketball goes on too long. In the end of May, we're still playing basketball. So there is that. Anybody else following what's going on in the NBA Finals? Apparently not.
Not a basketball fan. Hockey and baseball and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Was hockey season over yet?
Not yet. Getting close.
Who's playing against whom?
The Golden Knights, the Vegas team, which they just started this year. They're an expansion team. They are going into the Stanley Cup Finals. We're just waiting to see. It's the Caps and it's not the Jets. Who are they playing, Richie?
Tampa Bay.
When they have an expansion team like this, do they grab players? Is that part of what expansion is? They take players from other teams in order to start their team?
They were able to take the two best players from every team.
The two best players? Why were they giving the two best players?
Because they wanted it, and it obviously worked. They wanted a quick start expansion franchise.
Who? But how do they? The rules, obviously, of the league allow that?
Yeah.
No, that's like rating the best players.
It wasn't the best, but to any players that you want, and I'm sure there were certain players that were protected.
Uh-huh. From the minors, though, isn't it? You get to go off the bench.
No, they were taken off the bench, too.
Really? Hmm. One from column A and two from column B. All right, the Red Sox are doing better than everybody else, including the Dodgers and Yankees.
Well, the Dodgers, I don't think that's
although
true.
They won their whole weekend.
It's not
I don't
true
know
at all.
If the Red Sox are that crazy.
Not true at all.
I think there's somebody who has stripes on that's doing pretty well these days.
Really? And who would that
I think
be?
So. I think the Yankees are doing okay.
Yankees.
It rhymes with hanky.
Really? Is that so? Richie, what about you? You still have a baseball team in Washington?
Yes. Yeah, we do. They're called the Washington Nationals.
Really?
And they're the second or third hottest team in the league. 15
really?
Out of 19, I think it was. Yeah, last I checked
really?
There the other day.
Just wanted to make sure.
Got to be careful, Rich. They're peaking early.
I know.
The Dodgers just beat them all weekend long.
I
know. The Dodgers are terrible.
Awful.
So good luck with that.
The features and benefits of Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10 from Purity Products, something we can focus on here for a moment or two. Have you gotten your free bottle yet? Richie, you can get a free bottle if you want. Call 800-355-1493.
Absolutely.
Victoria, Jennifer, anybody who's listening right now, take note. You can call right this minute if you want. 800-355-1493. What are we calling about? You're calling about the betterment of your health and well-being. Omega-3s and krill oil together. Fish oil and krill oil, taking them both together is very smart. And this is a solution that satisfies whatever your needs are, whether you are trying to improve your heart, your circulation, cardiovascular system, get blood to your brain, to your muscles, all your organs, all that sort of thing. And if you're looking to make your joints function a little bit better, nothing wrong with that. That's what krill oil does. Combines with the bursa sacs around your joints to keep things smooth. No creaking, no crabbing on the part of your joints, and no discomfort. Try this whole program for 7 days. You will feel better. They guarantee it. And they're so sure you're going to like Krill Omega 50 Plus that they want you to have the first bottle free. Pretty good deal. It's 800-355-1493 to get your free bottle right now. You'll ask, they'll be asking you to pay for the shipping, but that's no big deal. It's a couple of bucks. Claim your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 at 800-355-1493.
The Geek Out. Maybe you're somebody that likes to hit the local record store and peruse through all those albums, and now there's a website to help you sample the music behind an album cover that's caught your eye. It's called Record Player, and it's an application that's kind of a marriage between Shazam and visual recognition tech. You snap a pic of the album cover, and using Google Vision to identify the cover art, and then Spotify delivers back the music on the LP inside that sleeve. So, if you've ever spotted a very cool album cover and wondered what that band sounds like, well, now the solution is here. Record Player is a mobile website, not an app, but it's free, and we've got a link for you on Twitter at The Geek Out.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This side is pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my road.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now 53 after the hour here, time for Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is prepared to bring you up to date on a couple of the important events or things that will affect you and your world of technology. Here's a warning. Do not throw your old electronics out in the trash. Victoria, would you please explain?
Yes, that is exactly the plea from makers of lithium-ion batteries that typically power cell phones, laptops, and even some power tools. When thrown in the trash or even the recycling bin, they can cause fires, and they actually have now said that 65% of waste facility fires in California began with lithium-ion batteries. Now, really? If you're a traveler, if you fly a lot and you have one of those smart suitcases, which I have, that charges up your cell phone, now all the airlines have said all those lithium-ion batteries must be ejected before you get on the flight. So it's a similar thing. These lithium-ion batteries are wonderful. They're powerful, but if they're not disposed of properly, they're causing huge explosions and a lot of disruptions, and people are actually getting hurt too. They say just 2 months ago, there was an improperly tossed lithium-ion battery that caused a 5-alarm fire at a recycling center in Queens here in New York City. It burned for 2 days and shut down 4 branches of the Long Island Railroad. And so this is serious stuff. 2 garbage men in New York City were injured when they were they were compacting the trash, and lithium ion battery, when it got squished, it exploded. And so these are the types of warnings now that they're saying you have to make sure that you dispose of them properly. Nationally, you can take all of your lithium ion batteries to Home Depot, Lowe's, and Best Buy stores. They will recycle them properly for you. If you put them in your own recycling bin, if you're wherever you live, if they do take these batteries, you have to make sure that they don't come in contact with metal. That's what sets them off. So you have to put them in a Ziploc bag first. Anything to keep the battery from touching the side of a metal garbage truck or a recycling bin, that's what you really want to do. And so make sure it's a simple solution. Just pop it right into a Ziploc bag. And now this is one little note. These are not the same batteries that you pop into your remote control. Those are alkaline batteries. They should also be properly recycled, but they will not explode like the lithium ion batteries. So if you're finished with an old cell phone, old laptop, anything like that, just take the extra step. Make sure no one else gets hurt, and just recycle them properly.
All right. A word to the wise, as they say. In a moment, a report on some holographic smartphones that'll be coming out. You may want to take advantage of this right after this.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
All right, so Victoria, what's the story from AT&T and Verizon?
Well, they announced this week they're going to start selling a holographic smartphone later this year. It's called the Red Hydrogen 1 smartphone. It's the first phone from the video equipment company Red. It's an Android system, and the coolest feature on it is a holographic display that projects 3D images that can be viewed without special glasses. This is sci-fi here. This is the kind of stuff you see in movies.
Sounds like it.
And this is, yep, and so it also has cameras that actually can customize 3D images and capture pictures and make them into 3D images. It will, it projects. We're not quite sure yet if there will be really practical applications for the 3D hologram, except, beyond projecting movies and things like that. But the phone will be available later this year. According to AT&T, the price range will be $1,295 for the aluminum model and $1,595 for the titanium-based model. And it was originally expected to launch early this year, but it got pushed back. The company did a public demo over the weekend in Los Angeles, and apparently people really like it and think it's pretty cool. So, and then some of the coolest thing about it is, instead of using voice command, you'll actually be able to use custom hand gestures. So you'll be able to essentially, as this image is projected up off the screen, you can swipe it away with your hand.
Really? Or you can
very
give
cool.
It, you can use one of your fingers.
You can do that too.
Reflect on what it's saying and doing. All right, there it is, the tech news for today, Monday, on the DJB Show at 59 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.